Did you like your decapitation execution today?
Cut off the head? Got it.
You guys just speak way ahead of me. I wasn't a journalism major. I was just a business major, so I can't quite follow. But I thought we decapitated better today. I did think Nod did a good job on Taylor, really good. And Frank did when he was in there also. But, you know, he's a good player. He still got off a ton of shots. And so that means he missed a lot of shots he'd normally make. But we were much better defensively. That's the best we played defense all year, the first half, I would think.
Did you see your team play with some pride tonight?
Yeah, we played with a lot of pride, and we played pretty tough. They wore us out on the glass the second half, but we were pretty tuned in tonight.
Early on, it seemed like that you denied them a lot of second shots, whether it was Joel blocking shots or the guys crashing the boards. Do you feel like that securing the rim early kind of set the tone for how you played defensively?
Well, I didn't think we did a great job on the defensive glass the whole game, but we were better. I think we were up 8 at halftime, 22-14. So we were obviously better the first half. But, yeah, we did a good job, and Joe did a good job protecting the rim. That was pretty evident. But we were behind 8-3, and I think, I don't know what it was. Was it like a 31-5 run? And Wiggs got us off to a great start so on that deal. But there was a lot of guys played well. It was a good team effort.
Prior to the Tech game, you mentioned 25 minutes was an ideal amount for Joel. He wound up with 32, but tonight he only had 21. So talk about after maybe he played a little longer than you anticipated, getting some rest for him.
No, that didn't have anything to do with anything. The Tech game had a ton of stoppages, so fatigue wasn't a factor. And tonight, even though he's playing, he played healthy. I don't know if I played him after about the 12-minute mark. I can't remember exactly when we took him out. And, you know, A, Tariq obviously was playing well, but B, we got to play a game on Monday, and that's why. You know, I don't know if Wayne or Wiggs or really Joel, I don't know if they played under the 8-minute timeouts. And that was the reason why the score probably dictated that more than anything.
Do you know, like the last 7 years, second time you've met a team that beat you, it's something like your average margin of victory is like 18 points or something.
No, I don't.
Anywhere, home, Kansas City, wherever. What's that say about prep work, you guys, what you've done to kind of?
Gary has never told me that. So what have you been doing, Gary? I don't know if it means much other than the fact our guys are pretty prideful. And when somebody gets us, they may get us. I mean, that happens. But usually we have done a decent job of bouncing back. I don't know if that had a lot to do with why we won tonight. I just think our guys are really ready to play. But, you know, our guys, you know, I talk about them not being as tough as I'd like for them to be, which we're not. But they are prideful. And they know Texas. Texas whipped us down there the first time, and so I said all along this game to me wasn't about the league races; it was as much about playing Texas. And I think our guys kind of bought into that.
What'd you think of Tariq's dunk?
I haven't seen it on replay, but live, I thought that was the best dunk we'd had all year. I thought that was a pretty special play. I had no idea what he's going to do, and he just kept going up. But that was a big time play.
You got a chance to make history 10 straight, to at least capture a share of that on Monday with Oklahoma. They look like they're going to be pretty tough the way they played against K-State.
The way Oklahoma plays, I think, is a great way to play on the road too, because there's a lot of isolation. You go one on one. If a couple of guys are having good nights, you know, Willon's so good at moving guys around and getting guys the ball with an unused dribble in certain areas. And so, you know, we know that they'll play well against us. We were fortunate the first time we played, and we played pretty good. But, you know, they also missed some shots. We got to do a really good job defending the three and guarding the ball. And that's a couple of places where we haven't been great all year. But that was pretty impressive what they did the first half today. I mean, they were really good.
Yeah.
I would say you know, I don't think it's a big deal if you have 2 or 3 days, but when you only have 1 day and probably a 30-minute practice tomorrow for both teams, you know, I do think it's a little bit different because our guys won't remember and their guys won't remember. And then we turn around and play, you know, Texas Tech or Iowa State in 12 or 14 days twice, and then we haven't played them in 2 months, so or at least 45 days probably. So it'll be a little bit different prep work. We're going to have to do a good job of guys being focused and giving them just a few things to worry about, but we'll be ready. You know, it's not every day. I know we've been pretty fortunate here the last several years, but it's not every day you get a chance to clinch at least a piece of a championship at home. And so I think our guys will certainly put forth the concentration to give us the best chance to do that.
Phil, I think you have 2 Saturdays left in the Big 12. Do you feel like you guys are hitting another gear, or starting to maybe play your best basketball? Or do you think you guys are?
I don't know. A couple of Mondays ago, we stunk, against Texas Tech, we weren't great. You know, we played hard, but we just didn't make shots. So I think we sometimes read too much into it. When you play really well, they're on a roll now. I think a roll means you're going to do it over a period of time, and I think it still remains to be seen if we're on a roll yet. But I do think we're playing better than what we were, early in the year. We've had some good games, but I don't know if we've had a complete performance like we did tonight in the first half.
Does anything give you confidence about to maybe go on that roll and kind of hit that?
Well, I would say yes, because I think I think guys' roles are they're more comfortable with them, and the big key for us, I mean, there's a lot of big keys, but I thought Nah was really good defensively today, and that's real important to us being good, and Frank's got to give us a spark off the bench, and hopefully that'll get him going a little bit, but you know, for the most part, and Joe needs to stay healthy. There's a lot of things that need to happen for us to kind of go on a roll, but tonight I was encouraged that could potentially happen.
Anything else? Considering that was first against second place, and you won that decisively, how does this rank for you? I mean, how happy are you leaving here?
Well, I'm happy. You know, I think it's one of the better performances we've had in a half. You know, there was a couple years ago, I think we played Missouri. You know, they've had us down at halftime before or whatnot, but one, I think we were up like 27 or something like that at halftime, which I thought was about as dominant as we've been. But, you know, Texas missed free throws. There's a lot of things that went our way, but we were pretty dominant in the first half. I thought on both ends that's about as consistently good as we've been at any point in time this year. And it was good because they played man, they played zone, they did different things, and we adjusted and attacked it all pretty well.
What about Mason the first half?
He's great, yeah. You know, he turned it over a couple of times, but, you know, any time that you can have a guy come off the bench and give you 14 points and had 9 in the first half, and you know, you look at the fast break points, that was a big deal right there. I mean, we got it. We blocked shots or had steals or long rebounds that led to baskets, and you know, he was kind of spearheaded that a little bit because he was great in attacking it.
He said your focus has been on defense and knowing that that'll lead to transition. Is that the way you want them thinking about fast breaks?
Well, yeah. I would rather. I wish our focus was that we just don't feel like we have to outscore people. So, and we've talked about that a ton. You guys know that. But tonight, I thought our defense led to our offense better than it has in a while.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.